regarding the laws of Birchot HaShachar, the morning blessings. According to the Gemara Berachot Daf Samech, the Gemara there enumerates 12 Berachot that are made every day. The Gemara Menachot includes another 3 Berachot, which are the Berachot of Shelo Asani Goy, Shelo Asani Abed, and Shelo Asani Isha. That brings the total to 15. Now there's another beracha that's under controversy that Maran actually holds not to make the beracha, and that is the beracha of Hanoten LaYa'ef Kolach. Maran writes, you shouldn't say it. However, the Arizal writes clearly that the custom is to say it and there is a purpose for it. That's the way the Ben Ish Chai brings that also. Rav Chida writes that if Maran would have seen the opinion of the Arizal, he also would have agreed with it to say it. And it is said that Maran at the end of his life actually retracted from his opinion, and therefore he also would have said, so that brings up the total count of Birkot HaShahar to 16. Plus the 2 berachot of Birkat HaTorah. So altogether, the Arizal says there's 18 berachot in Birkot HaShahar. Now these berachot, for example, Arotena Sechvi Binala Feminu Menaila Pukeya Evrim, etc., were said because we're praising Borei Olam for the fact that these things exist in the world. And therefore the halakha says, God forbid, even a blind man that can't see, he still makes Pukeya Evrim. Or even if a person didn't hear the rooster actually in the morning, he still says, Anotena Sechvi Bina Lafim Bin Yom Bin Laila. These things were made on Minhagoshir Olam, on the custom of the world, or the way things go. Halakha also says that ladies are obligated in all of the Berchot HaShahar, except for the Beracha, obviously, of Shelo Asani Isha. Instead, they make the Beracha of Shasani Kirsono Bili Shemu Malchut. The time of Birchot HaShahar begins at Hatzot, from midnight, according to the calendar's time of midnight, and the time goes all the way until sunset of the next day. So technically you have the whole day to make Birchot HaShahar. Now in the event where you prayed Amidah, and then you remembered that you didn't say Birchot HaShahar, you can recite Birchot HaShahar even after the Amidah, all the berachot, less the beracha Elokai Neshama. Because there we're saying, Ammahazin Neshamot Efkarim Metim. And in the Amidah already you said Mehayam Metim. So Mehayam Metim does cover your Ptur of Elokai Neshama. But other than that, all the other berachot can be and must be recited. Just in the berachav Elokai Neshama, we follow the opinion of the Mekubalim, as brought down by the Kaf HaHayim, to follow the text that has in it 47 words. And some of the Sidurim that are not following the Ben Ish Chai, you see more than 47 words. But the proper text would be Mem Zayin Tevot, as it's not in the Et Rason book, they have different texts, but as we have it in the Od Yosef Chai Sidur and others. Last but not least, there is a great Machloket on the Berachav Sha'asali Kosurki. There's two machloket over here. Number one, what is the proper text? Some say, Sha'asali kol sedachai, that God provides me for all my needs, in plural. Some of the Siddurim have that, but the Kaf HaHayim writes, the more proper text would be like our custom, and most of the Siddurim to say, Sha'asali kol surki. Surki, in a singular form, with a dagesh in the Kaf. So surki, not surki. Also regarding that beracha, which was made specifically for when we put on our shoes, Sha'asali kol surki, since wearing shoes enables a person to do all his needs. Now he can go out, he can shop, he can buy. So the question would be on Yom Kippur and on Tisha B'Av, where we do not wear leather shoes, can one make such a beracha? According to the Ben Ish Chai, according to the Arizal, as brought down, they hold not to make this beracha on Kippur or on Tisha B'Av, since the world, the Jewish world, is not wearing shoes. Even though Acham Avadya's opinion is to make the beracha, because he doesn't take the Arizal, but our custom is to usually take the Arizal even when it argues according to the Pashtanim, according to the simple explanations. So therefore the halakha on Kippur and on Tisha B'Av, one should not say the beracha of Sha'asali Kosurki.